a bad little Brooklyn brown skin something. She said, and I love a hood nigga with some toxic dick.
And now back to your regularly scheduled program.
You are now tuning in to the Awkward Thinking Podcast.
It's Nazi Stacks. And now I'm Vince.
All right, yeah. I want you to give our intro since you know it so well. 3, 2, 1, go.
This is Nazi Stacks and this is Vince. And you are tuning in with the Awkward Thinkers. Oh, make some noise, y'all. What the fuck? And we're here with a special guest. She's not really a guest anymore, but what's your name? Roku! Woo!
She's teed up. Welcome back to the Awkward Thinking Podcast. I'm Naj, aka Stings.
What up? I'm Vince.
You like get a that? Little spicy. Yeah, that a little energy, man. Nah. A little energy. And we are the friends you never knew you needed. All that in a bag of chips, man. Awkward Thinkers. White people claps in the motherfucking building. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. Keep the pod, keep going. Give us some streams. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. Tell your grandma. And if she's dead, pray to her and say, hey, listen to their podcast. So how y'all been, man?
I just want you to know you're going to hell and don't drag us with you.
No, listen, we're going to hell together. Mm-mm. We're going to hell together. How y'all been, though?
Been good.
You good? You drunk.
I'm finally back.
Yeah, you're drunk,
though. They used to bully
me. Where did you go?
I moved to Chicago. Mm-hmm.
You moved to Chicago?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How was the
with
move?
That one nigga?
Roku?
Mm-hmm. He has a tiny meat, but his personality is amazing.
Yeah, his personality is big.
His personality is big. His dick might not be.
Oh, you talking about a thief?
Oh. I know who she's talking about. See, we're not about to start this episode like that. Fuck it. This is, it's Vince's birthday.
My birthday, yay!
Thank you.
You know what I mean? We would have had cakes and shit like that, but Reese did not want to show up to fucking work, so we couldn't do the theatrical things that I wanted to do. I had planned. So we might, huh? Charisse. She never comes into work. We're looking for new interns because our interns just don't fucking show up to work. They don't do their fucking job.
If you're looking to be an intern for Awkward Thinking and Before the Buzz, we are open to interns, but we will fire you fast as fuck if you're not doing your job.
Yeah. Motherfuckers think just because it's homecoming, and when this rally drop is going to be on Sunday, probably. Mm-hmm. But yeah, motherfuckers think it's homecoming that they can do whatever the fuck they want.
And you can't.
We trying to get rich over here. You know what I mean? We had some great guests over here, and I had to rethink life. Like, fuck. We need to get some fucking money. Anyway, how you been, man? I haven't seen you in a long time. Well, you haven't been on a pod in a long time.
I know. I've been living, y'all. I stopped doing hair. I'm working. Because I got tired of people being in my house, And I just realized, like... I'm
talking to Mike for me.
Yeah, I need my own energy.
Yeah.
use my inside voice.
But for the most part, I've been good. I have my days when I'm depressed for sure. But, I'm still trucking,
Yeah.
Just moving. How y'all doing? How you living?
I'm alive.
Day to day. Living day to day. Life be life, man.
Yeah. Why are you fighting depression?
Adulting just be like ghetto. Like, I got to wake up every day and go to work. And I got to cook for myself. And then my house, if it's dirty, I'm the one that got to clean it. Like, that should be depressing. And then it's just like, bro, like, I don't know. And then it's just like men. They be annoying sometimes.
What about men are annoying? Because we're men, so we want to know.
Y'all confuse me. So listen. Oh. So my male friends, two of them are sitting right here.
Mm-hmm. Who's the messiest?
They be telling, Nasir is the messiest. be telling me like, be a girl, be soft. And then when I be soft, these niggas think I'm soft and they want to play with me. Now I got to play hardball. And I show them why I'm my daddy's son. I'm still daddy's little girl for my man.
This hurt. That hurt.
Does it ever? Do you feel like it ever gets like difficult juggling
so many niggas?
Whoa!
I wasn't gonna ask that.
Just to let y'all know, I don't have any men. I don't have a man. I have a He my man in my head. But so ignore Nas' question.
That is your nigga.
What was you saying?
Do you ever feel like it's hard to like juggle the back and forth with men? Like, because I do know sometimes. Women do feel like they have to put on these personalities in order to deal with certain men. And it's like, you know, a lot of y'all start off like Sour Patch Kids. Oh, I'm good. I don't want to be near you. Then it's like once y'all start fucking, y'all be like, oh, my God, I'm in love and this is forever.
You put that dick upside your back and now you all crazy.
Anyway.
Why are you talking to her like that?
Because he hitting with me. But I do feel like it's a lot of back and forth. And I will say it won't even just become like for me because guys can be confusing. I feel like a guy will like a girl and as soon as they feel that they like somebody, they kind of take a step back a little bit. Like they try to play this cool role when in reality, like you really fucking with this girl. Why you acting like you don't fuck with her? So it's like once a girl finally starts showing that they like you back, dudes be on some like weird shit. So that is like the back and forth that kind of just be like, all right, bro, like it's, I don't know, like what do you want me to do? And then once I do try to fall back, no, I do want to fuck with you. The nigga show that. Damn.
I think we be trying to protect ourselves in it. You know what I mean? Because like we've said this multiple times. It's the, I don't want to hear that my homie done fucked you. I don't want to hear that you out here. Like, it's really to protect my image of you. You know, because no nigga wants you to be like, oh, yeah, she was wilding with such and such. And then you got to act, you hurt, but you got to play like, yeah, I already knew, whop the bam. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, also but think, get a girl that's not out here. Like,
you never know.
Because that's the thing. You'll think, like, and I'm not a body count kind of nigga, but you'll come meet a girl and you be like, oh, yeah, this is a good girl. And then you bring her around and you find out, like, okay, this girl got a little rap sheet. And I don't want to be one of them people that, like, shame people who have a lot of bodies or, you know, who get around or whatever. But it can be embarrassing to not know that already. Like, if I already know, like, oh, she a free spirit. That's who she is. If I already know that coming into a situation, I'm prepared for what's to come after. At least I can try to brace myself for what's to come. But if I don't know you a free spirit and you've been telling me that you know, you and the Bible are thick as thieves and y'all really not, and I bring you around and niggas is laughing at me, I'm going to be the same way y'all, if a nigga trying to present to you like he's a man and then you bring him around and you realize he a clown, y'all are going to feel embarrassed and you're going to be like, nigga, you kind of kept this shit away from me and you shouldn't have. I wish I would have knew you was a clown before, you know, we got to this point of it.
And I feel like y'all scare away the intentions.
Yeah.
Because, like, I think when a woman knows, like, it's, you guys know the intention on why this man is usually here to hit you up, text you, and stuff like that. But y'all like the lie that we give sometimes of the
don't
intention.
Don't say y'all.
I said, some people.
Say
do.
Them.
The lie that.
Like, so sometimes, and I made mistakes in the past, my intentions weren't always the clearest. You know what I mean? Only because it's like, oh, yeah, I'm just trying to fuck. You know what I mean? But I know if I'm direct like that to certain women, it's not going to be that type of intention. But you kind of already gauge off of our conversations. If most of our conversations are about sex or most of our conversations, you kind of know the intentions. But I feel like some of the times y'all ignore the intent. Like, y'all see it.
I feel like that is a problem on us, though. Because it's not fair to tell somebody this is what I'm giving you. Yeah. And then being like, oh, well, from our conversation, you should have knew what was up.
Yeah.
I don't like that. Because it's, I don't know, it's manipulative or manipulative.
Oh, yeah, we talked about this. I have my manipulative ways.
Yeah.
I feel like it depends. So, like, me personally, like, I'm the type of person, like, just be upfront with me. Like, don't play this role. Like, oh, let's do this. When your main intention, because some people be pretenders. You feel me? Like, they be faking. Like, so I feel like if your main thing is that you just want to fuck, all right, we can hang out, but say that. Like, yeah, I want to kick it with you, but I do want to fuck. Like, say that. You never know if that's the same intention for somebody else. You get what I'm saying? But you kicking it with this girl, cuddling with this girl, and then when y'all finally fuck and it comes to find out that's the only thing that you really wanted, it's like we could have saved each other time because who to say that I didn't just want to fuck? Not saying that's what I want to do, but it would have saved me my feelings and I would have known how to play the situation. Like with my situation now, like if I'm, like I asked him up front, like, what is it that you want? Okay, you told me what you want. I told you what I want. Now I know how to move. And we both know how to move. Now, how I'm moving, he not fucking with it because you just thought I was about to be just still up your ass, even though you didn't only say, like, oh, I just want to fuck. But the fact that fucking just coming up, I don't want to do that. Like, I'm sorry. That's just not what I want to do. So if you be upfront with some girl, because some girls, like I said, they don't want that shit. But if a girl fuck with you and that is something y'all do have good sex, they're going to be okay with that. And eventually they might think something might go further. But in reality, just be upfront. Like, don't be playing with people's feelings. Because then that's how bitches be putting gas and taking tires off. Shout out to my sister because she's about to cut man tires off.
Who?
I ain't about to put her name out there.
I don't like that shit either.
That vandalizes. I don't do that crazy shit either. Yeah,
you vandalize.
I don't. I've never tore up anything. I don't do that. I don't. Like, if a man made me mad, I would probably just walk away silently. Mm-hmm. I don't do anything destructive. I feel like you're not finna see me sweat. The most that I'll probably substitute your ass. Mm-hmm. That's about it. But I will never do anything to jeopardize me and my career or anything to fuck up any of your property because that's still going to fall back on me. You not finna get that much power over me.
Mm. Talk that talk, sister. Oh, give me a fucking...
Noggin!
What the fuck is wrong with you?
It is homecoming season, you know what I mean? And, you know, this clip I seen like a while back, it was about people peeking to college, mm-hmm. not letting go of their thing, like, oh, I was this and this and this and that for this, and then they carry it on or something like that. I wanted to see how y'all views of people peeking to college or y'all's, like, thoughts on that.
I would say for me, I feel like if you was, like, that person in college, okay, cool, be that person, but it's like, what are you now?
Mm-hmm. Is it worse than the high school peak?
Or I think so. It's definitely worse than high school because high school was like, oh, you were still a kid. Mm-hmm. But once you go to college, you're involved in way much more. Like, you're mm-hmm. known when you're more known in college than you were in high school. Like, if that makes mm-hmm. sense. Like, because once you, like, oh, I remember you was just, da-da-da. But when you're in college, that's kind of what lived with you for the rest of your life. Like, you were that person. But I feel like, okay, that's who you were. But it's like, okay, well, what are you doing with your life now? Like, kind of like the constantly, like, going back to the school. Like, yeah, I was that nigga. I was mm-hmm. fucking all these bitches. Why are you fucking 35 years old still geeking about fucking all these little bitches? Like, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Where is your main woman now? Like, you know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? Or vice versa, like a girl. Like, you old as hell and you still going to the campus and fucking on niggas like little kids.
No, I'm fucking, well, niggas do that. Niggas do fuck on niggas.
I would say,
they're gonna get you in the comments.
I think it also depends on the person because I feel like I peaked in college, but I don't feel
you,
like.
Yeah, you fell off. But go ahead. No.
You a hating ass nigga, bro.
But no, I do feel like I did peak in college because I feel like I got to get to a different place than where I was. And don't get me wrong, I was that nigga in high school too. Like, I was well known in high school. But I feel like in college I got to have a little bit more control over my life and my path. I agree. But I don't think that I did not allow my peak to stop. Like, my ceiling did not stop in college. Yeah. I was in that bitch. It was fun while it lasted, but I knew that curtain had to close at some point. And I don't try reliving those days.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's the problem with people who peaked in college or peaked whenever. You keep going back trying to relive those moments. And that's why you do have 35-year-old niggas who are coming back to the campus and trying to fuck freshmen and mm-hmm. or, you know, they coming down for every fucking we don't like that shit. Mm-hmm. I know we hated seeing people coming back while we were still in school. Nigga, you graduated before I even got to school. What the fuck is you doing mm-hmm. down here, like, outside of homecoming? Yeah. You got niggas coming back Spring Fest. You got niggas coming back for regular ass little events that's going on the campus, but because they know it's going to be a little liquor, because they know people are going to be a little bit hyper Brilliant. After, oh, I'm coming through, I'm trying to see who I can pick up. That's predatory. Yeah. That's not, and that it's predatory because, again, you peak during that time, you have power, and so you understand how things work a little bit differently than how people who are currently there and that moment. You know a little bit more than what they do in that moment. So you have power over people, and that's why it's predatory, and that's why it's a problem for you to come back 15 fucking years after you supposed to. And then my problem is a lot of you niggas peaked in college but did not graduate. You peaked but did not walk a stage. You peaked, and I ain't talking about pandemic niggas because we didn't get to walk the stage for real. But
yeah, I did walk.
That didn't count.
But niggas peaked and then never graduated. So you have motherfuckers who was that nigga on the yard 5 years ago but don't have a degree at this point and still coming through the yard, still looking for the young girls, still trying to do all these things, and still trying to remind niggas of who they were. We don't even have those organizations on the yard no more. Yeah. We don't do that here. Nobody who knows of you is here anymore.
I think a lot, even with that, I think even on the Greek side of things, I feel like in a lot of chapters, they don't allow you to just be your individual self. You know what I mean?
Not an iota.
I'm saying as in, like, they're going to just kind of put the fraternity on you a lot. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And try to make those responsibilities, like, you've moved past that. Not saying, like, it's always going to be a part of you to do service mm-hmm. and stuff like that. But that undergrad lifestyle mm-hmm. is what people are still fixated on. And even when you had a conversation about, like, you and your brother, we talked about this many times, and you was like, they still look at you as this certain way. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And yes, you uphold whatever the fraternity or sorority says, but people try to keep you in that confinement of box to have you in that undergrad mindset, mm-hmm. if that makes sense.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah, but I agree too. Just coming from like a sorority standpoint, I feel like that's one reason why I did move away, because since I was so close, they assume that I was just always, I'm convenient for them. Mm-hmm. So I don't think that people realize, like, sometimes you have to grow away from certain things mm-hmm. to grow. Because if I'm always stuck in undergrad sorority stuff, how am I going to grow being a part of my grad chapter? Because mm-hmm. grad chapter and undergrad mm-hmm. is two totally different things. Like, undergrad, you know, you partying, you kicking it, you this, you that. Grad chapter is more community service, more events, more, you know, publications, things like that. So it's like, it's different. So I will say, like, some people don't know how to get away from it. Now, if you pop out from time to time, that's one thing. Mm-hmm. But don't just be at every Greek event because you're Greek. Like, mm-hmm. bro, like, if you, like, 2-3 years out, all right, you could pop up home, come in, little this, little that. You feel me? You got neos. You know, your neos want to stroll with you. But don't be at everything. Like, it just be like, all right, yeah. We get it. You're this, you're that. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, every other day I be screaming, I'm a GDI, but I'm going to rep my set.
And I remember being on campus and just seeing certain Greeks come back and being like, damn, you literally, y'all haven't had a line since that time, and now you're coming back. And shame. You don't even have neos on the yard, but here you are on the yard, and I'm saying you don't even have representatives on the yard for the current generation, and you're coming back mm-hmm. trying to do stuff and relive your neo days, mm-hmm. bitch. You should. You're done. Hang it up.
I don't know, but I feel like in that case, if you do not have nobody under you, it's kind of like you have no choice but to be that representation, though, because mm-hmm. who's going to say, like, when they are able to come and there are people there, how are people going to know that they're at that school if there's not one person to come and represent?
You represent like you're 35 years old and not like you're 22 pledging an organization and newly pledging or newly fresh into an organization.
Yeah.
Because if you are 35, there's no reason why you should be in certain areas doing being certain things
party.
Yeah mm-hmm. being inappropriate
I wonder if you when I'm 30.
I was just gonna say, if you pledge at any time, great, it is great for you, but mm-hmm. learn how to hang that jacket up too.
Yeah,
like if you want to embody what your organization is, your fraternity, your sorority, go join a grad chapter, go be active in that, and go do shit within your organization. Be active in it, but don't. That's not for you to come back and be like, okay, yeah, I did this, I pledged this many years ago, so now I'm gonna come back to every fucking event and I'm gonna do my calls, I'm gonna do my strolls, I'm gonna do mm-hmm. all this. Nah, nigga, go, cause your grad chapter hasn't seen you again. You got niggas who peaked in college who did not graduate. You got niggas who joined these organizations who never graduated, who never joined a grad chapter, who only know about the basis of being or doing neo things, and that's a problem.
Yeah, be more than just, cue the poodle.
I think what a lot of what college needs to do is prepare you. I know, like, people say, like, the internships, but, like, really prepare you for outside mm-hmm. shit. You know, like, have an actual course that was, like, you know, wire you. Because in any institution, it's like we're in a bubble. You know what I mean? Like, we think this is the society that we're in right now, and it's 4 years, 4 or 5 years, however long. And it needs, like, a decompressed program, because a lot of the post-grad depression comes in, kicks in at. Because it's a tough withdrawal. Like, I can't have these childish antics no more. I have no mm-hmm. technically safety net to be like, oh, well, I have to, like you said, I have to get my own food. Like, mm-hmm. we have a calf. All right. You know what I mean? It's no luxuries of the thing. So I feel like it needs to be some type of decompress or a post-grad course for people to go through.
Because I will just to add off of that, because I think that, like what you said with withdrawals, I've had 4 to 5 years for freedom, of almost complete freedom, no bills for real, no having to do too much. I got food and shit in the calf. I have all of that, and then I have to give all that up. And not even just that, but you have that bubble. Like you said, there's a bubble. You got community. You got friends. You got people you can depend on. If something is going on with your fucking financial aid, you have a place that you can go and handle that. Mm-hmm. Something going on with your fucking lights, you can go and handle that with your hall coordinator or something. Outside, once you get out here, everything is on your own. And then there's an expectation for you. There's always that expectation that you're an adult now. Number one, you need to already have a job in your field. You should already be working in your field once you graduate. Number two, you should already have a place. You should already have these. And a lot of those expectations are unrealistic, especially for our climate right now. But that's the problem. That's the withdrawal. That's the crash factor, when you get out and you realize, nigga, I have to do this shit myself. And me being in this organization or holding up this club for 2 years doesn't mean shit out here. This motherfucker that's interviewing me don't give a fuck about me in the fraternity, unless you're interviewing somebody. And sometimes Greeks don't give a fuck about interviewing other people who are Greek, because I don't give a fuck. Can you do the job?
Yeah.
And shit get difficult after, or shit get real after graduation.
I think also, like, even with the post-grad shit, I feel like it's more so on the, when your peers have so much expectations from you, like, you did so much in school, so then it's like, oh, shit, I have to be that out of college, too.
Because I feel like I've put those expectations on people too, like, oh, you were this person on the yard, you was this person on the campus, and not just those people who were the party, or, you know, the life of the party or whatever, but those people who were the Mr. and Mrs., and those people who were the Mr. and Mrs. of their respective colleges and you know, programs and stuff. I am expecting, or at least in my head, I'm thinking that you're going to be this and that. And when I do see people fall short, I think at one point I was judging people and being like, damn, you was doing this and that. But the reality is, life is hard. Life, we don't know what the fuck people going through. We don't know what people got on their plate. And when you get out of here, when you get away from that safety net, it's easy to fall flat on your face, hurt yourself, and then it take time to get back up to a stable point. And so we got to offer grace to people. We got to offer grace, and we got to be understanding that shit is hard. Shit takes time, and even we got to offer that for ourselves too when we get out of here.
Okay, so I got a question. Do y'all think so? For example, like, when people come to college and they kind of like go off the, like, hey, shit, like, I got freedom, like, I could do whatever the fuck I want. Do y'all think that that's also a problem as to why people don't be prepared? They get so caught up in college because they finally get freedom. They just do, they go willy-nilly, and they lose focus. Like, just down to, like, people partying all the time, but they're not going to class. Versus when you, like the whole topic of the high school and college thing, versus you in high school, you have to go to class. Mm-hmm. You have to do this because there's someone patrolling you. When you go to college and they finally get that freedom, do you think that also play a part as to why some people don't be prepared? Because instead of preparing for that, like you're supposed to, along these years while you're in college, your main focus is partying, kicking it, oh, and I'm gonna go to class because I gotta go to class.
It's one of those things where it's like your surroundings. You know what I mean? Because I feel like this: if your structure was not the best coming in, you know what I mean, and you didn't really have much responsibility, that then your responsibility, it's like a coin flip. You know what I mean? Because it's like the person that's from the suburbs might act hood, and the person from the hood might be this elitist, you know what I mean?
Imposter.
You know, so I think it's like a coin flip when it comes to it.
Yeah.
Like, and it's all what you do with it. Because, you know, it's just, you get freedom for 4 to 5 years. Some people maybe 7. But you get freedom for a decent amount of time, and it's really what you do with that time. Like, college, and I hate when people say this, like, college isn't, is a waste of time, it's a scam, it's sometimes for people, it's to figure the fuck out, you know what I mean? Like, some people didn't have the crutch to just be free and freedom, and, you know, whether it's sexuality, whether it's responsibilities, whether that is that time to figure that shit out. You know what I mean? It's other outlets to figure that shit out. But when you fresh out of high school and life, you just jump into life. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You might be a little bit more advanced than a person in college, but it's just you already have so much blocking your way to figure that out for you.
Yeah. And I also think it depends on the individual as well, because you need to have self-control. You need to have discipline. And, like, you can be a person who parties every day. I remember, and this is the misconception that people who party don't actually get good grades and stuff.
That's not true.
I remember Simone, she used to have straight A's down there all the time, every semester, every quarter, whatever you mm-hmm. want to, whatever we was rolling on. She used to always have straight A's, and I remember when I first saw her having straight A's, I asked, I'm like, nigga, you go to all the parties. You are at you are Mrs. whatever the fuck that was at that time. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you are at everything, but you are still managing to have straight mm-hmm. A's. And me, who was like, I'm not going to everything, my grades were not the best.
I was terrible.
No, humble yourself. Humble yourself. But my grades weren't, like, my grades weren't a representation of me not partying. My grades, and that's the thing. I had other shit going on at school. And so depending on what you have going on, depending on where your focus is, and depending on your discipline, your grades will show. Like, your grades will reflect what you're going through and how you are processing that. And you can be a person who parties every single day but still get straight A's. But you're probably making sure you get shit done ahead mm-hmm. of time, or even you just making sure you're getting shit done. It just depends on that person.
And don't get it twisted. I miss my college days. You know what I mean? I do miss them. You know what I mean?
Taco Tuesday.
Hey, man, those are some epic times.
Niggas did not mind eating tacos once or twice every fucking week.
Bump the tacos. Like, what? Just kicking it, like, with mm-hmm. people, like, yo, crew, like, everybody knew when Tuesday come, we at Cricket House, mm-hmm. we at this spot, we at that spot. Mm-hmm. Everybody know it's just about to be vibes, like, just straight vibes, just laughing, comedy, like, no bad vibes. And I feel like mm-hmm. that kind of, it could be some times mm-hmm. where shit went wrong, but it was never to the point where it was fuck anybody. You know what I'm saying? Like, but Taco Tuesday was a vibe. It was something to look forward to. And for my friends, we had Taco Tuesday, and then we had Turn Up Wednesdays. Yeah. We was on the yard every
fucking room.
Yeah, we was outside, okay?
No, I was an inside child. Anyway.
When you wanted to be.
When I wanted to be. Yeah, when I wanted to be. We started this new thing. And it's a segment where we ask our guests, what was a life lesson from a fuck up?
A life lesson from a fuck up?
Yeah, what's a life lesson you learned from a fuck up you had?
Like, what type of fuck up?
Any don't fuck matter. Up, like, personal life fuck ups? Like, what is something that life has taught you? Like, from something that you might have did, like, you might have made a mistake on, or you might have did this, and life was like, here, I'm going to teach you this lesson.
Honestly, I don't know. I feel like I'm a go-with-the-flow type of person, so mm-hmm. nothing really, like, hinders me. Like, if something happened, I'm, like, one of those people that I'm one of those people that feel like if it happened, it happened for a reason. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. I don't have, like, damn, I shouldn't have did that moment.
Really?
No.
Damn.
Because I've been like that my whole life. Like, mm-hmm. I'd be like, I don't know. Like, I said the one thing, because, like, the littlest thing I'd say, I'll regret stop doing sports about mm-hmm. it. But other than that, no. I don't have any, like, damn, I fucked up moments. Mm. I'm a vibe for it. I just be like, yeah.
We didn't do that for our last guest.
Oh, yeah, we did. Well, the camera cut off.
Bring them back.
Ryan, would you like to give a life lesson from a fuck up? Because this person with glasses don't want to give a life.
Who got on glasses?
She can't even see no more.
I can't see because I don't got my lashes on.
It's not about the glasses, though, but it's like life lessons from a fuck up. It's like I did this. I learned from this. And life had taught me this from this situation.
I learned from hella different things that I did in life, but I won't consider them a fuck up.
Mm-hmm. So, I don't think so. Vince, give him the mic.
Give him the mic.
Oh, he don't got one.
It's definitely a lot of shit where mm-hmm. I learned. And I'm not afraid to say that I'm wrong.
So, as you can see, people who are listening or watching, all our friends got it figured out. Maybe me and Vince are just fuck ups.
We're the problems.
Yeah, we're the problems. Yeah. All our friends got it. They just let life happen. We just be like, fuck it.
I think y'all ponder on things more. if that makes sense.
I think we analyze it. You know, I feel like we really take our time, and I could be just, you know, that might be a defense. But we really take our time to really see what the good in that situation was, instead of like, you know, it's nothing bad with going with the flow and recognizing and keeping accountability. But what does that do if you can't assess it, you know, or get to the root of the problem, you know?
But I also think it's something that y'all may have experienced other things than others have. Like for me, for example, I haven't experienced any, like, anything that has made me feel like, damn. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I haven't experienced, like, besides, like, losing people, and that's, like, a different topic. I haven't, like, experienced or even, like, dealt with people where I just was like, damn, like, you know? Like, besides relationships, I feel like that's different. That's not kind of what we're talking about here. So I feel like I haven't, like, damn, I should have did this different. Damn, I should have did this different. So I don't know. I think it's just... Because I overanalyze other things, like when it comes to friendships, relationships, or whatever. I definitely overanalyze because I am an overthinker. But in life, I kind of just be like, okay.
Like, all right, I'll put it in instance. Me and you had a tiff not too long ago, and I was dealing with something, and I felt like I fucked up because I wasn't fair to you by pushing myself onto you.
Cry on this camera. Don't do that.
But that's a life lesson to me, because it's like for me not to push on what I'm going through onto somebody else. You know what I mean? And I felt like it was unfair, and I wouldn't want my friends to treat me as such.
Because he's apologizing?
No, because I'm a crybaby. Fuck you talk about? Like, what the fuck? I told him we ain't going to never talk about this shit again. We're just going to go back to being siblings, damn it. But I said with friendships, I didn't think that's what we were talking about.
You can say but that with anything. That's a life lesson.
I still don't know. Because we're still here.
What do you mean we're still here?
We're still here.
Like, but fucking up doesn't mean it has to completely be ruined. So, like, he just said, like, y'all had that situation, and that made him realize, okay, even though I'm feeling how I'm feeling, the way that I just tried to process that wasn't the correct way. So even the fuck ups doesn't mean it has to be something permanent. It just means I realized, damn, I did this wrong, or I went about this in the wrong way.
So, okay. So, for example, like, after my mom passed, I will say I had, like, turned into, like, a bitch. But it took for me to, like, see my friends being sad around me. And I'm like, okay, maybe I need to, like, sit and, reevaluate myself. I went to church, and I just looked over at my friend, and she was just bawling, crying. And we were like, she's like, we need to talk. And after that, I'm like, damn, maybe I was doing this wrong. You know what I'm saying? So, I guess, yeah. So that would be a moment where I just was like, I need to reevaluate myself and how I'm treating the people around me. So, and ever since then, I went back to being Bubble EQ. And now y'all got me on this camera. It's like the third time.
It is.
I'd have cried on one of y'all's
shows. And the tears just be so silent.
We've been getting tears today, though.
God damn.
It's been emotional.
God damn. But, yeah, so that would be mine more so. Like, that's why I said mine would be more so friendships and relationships. Mm-hmm. But I definitely try to make sure I'm a good person and still keep positive. I go with the flow of things. And I'm very vocal with my friends so that we can understand each other. Mm-hmm. I'll be mad at you for a minute. Like, I was mad at this nigga for a minute. But we still here. He told me I can't leave his life.
I didn't say that.
You did? You want me to go to the messages?
I did. Oh, yeah.
Screenshots never lie.
Say they
don't lie. I'm a manipulator.
That's psychology shit. But, yeah.
Question, random thing that popped up in my head.
Why are you so dumb?
No, it was about dick.
You got dick on the brain?
It was just popped in my head.
Wake up in the morning, you got dick up on your mind.
Do you ever name, like, the guy you're dealing with his dick?
Yes. If he doesn't have one for himself, I'll name it.
Do you have a dick preference? We asked another one of our friends this. And it might be weird.
I'm just making it seem like I just be out here a dick. No, but dick.
You've seen a few. So you assuming like what you like?
I have a pussy preference. Even though I don't know if that's a fair thing to have. Is it fair? Is that fair to have a preference on somebody else's body part that they don't get to decide?
I feel like you better take whatever the fuck she give you.
So if a nigga pull out a micro penis.
I mean, tiny.
Yeah.
Micro? I thought micro was big.
That's tiny.
That's macro.
Yeah.
Right?
So, I don't know. I was not good with geology.
Micro and
don't sound dumb on this.
Micro and macro.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, micro.
Thank you, Ron.
Thank you. Okay, I want to make sure. Okay, so I do prefer a bigger penis, you know. I don't want...
Big-ass, veiny-ass.
I don't want no huge, like, porn-sized dick. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be, like, crippled after. I don't want sex to send me to the ER again.
Mm-hmm. What do you think is a healthy-sized penis?
I don't really know the limbs. I just feel like something that's comfortable, but also that applies some pressure, you know. Yeah. I don't want no stick, no long and skinny. Sorry. That's not going to do anything for me. But I also don't want just short and fat. You know, it got to have a mutual ground somewhere. Somewhere in the middle. Yeah.
Do you feel like color matters?
Well, I for sure ain't fucking no white man, so hopefully it got some melanin down there.
What if his dick is, he got a dark skin nigga dick, he's just white?
Why would I, you mean just hear me say I'm not fucking with no white man?
Two-tone Larry, he got a big dick,
it's
black.
What if he like Armenian, but it's like brown?
Mm-hmm.
They like
Kim Kardashian.
That's not nobody. I like my men with melanin.
What if he Indian?
I want a African-American man.
African-Indian.
I want an African mama black, daddy black.
I've never seen a black person mixed with Indian.
I have.
The girl that be on there doing her hips.
Huh? I'm not Indian.
Are we talking Native American? No, I'm talking about Indian.
Indian people. Like,
no. We're talking about Indian. No, not Indian.
Like Indian. I've never seen that mixture.
I've seen that.
You for real?
Yeah.
Huh.
He just called you a red bone, low-key.
He did.
Yeah.
I kind of liked it, though.
It's the lights.
It's the lights.
He's my color.
It is the lights.
I am red right here.
It's the light.
Hmm? Because it's two different lights.
I'm a red bone. All right, it's about that time.
My color.
Huh?
We're the same
color. No, we're not the same color,
bro. Put your arm out right here.
Look.
You're red because of the freaking
light. I'm saying, but like you turn this, when you turn over your wrist, you're lighter than me.
Damn, yeah. I'm light for real. But I'm not a red bone.
Yellow bone.
What you say? I'm a bad brown skin chocolate bitch. I'm not chocolate though, bro.
Period.
That's what Lola Brooke said. She said, I'm a bad little Brooklyn brown skin something. She said, and I love a hood nigga with some toxic dick. What she say?
I'm gonna clip this. You hear me? All right, this is about that time where we leave you with a positive message to get through the week. What is your positive message to get through the week, man?
Special guest.
My positive message is
she's not even a special guest
to man. Watch TikTok and then just laugh and be happy with life. You know. If you had a bad day, go to TikTok. If you want to giggle, come hang out with me and my friends. We're kind of dumb and fun.
Not us. The other
no,
ones.
No, them. These two. You ever see? I almost exposed y'all. Let me shut up.
My positive message. I don't know. Stop wanting to be in people's spaces that you're not invited to. I know your mom told you if you didn't get an invite, don't ask to come. Y'all need to keep that same energy with everything in life. If you're not invited, don't force your way into nobody else's space because then, motherfucker, you gonna want to change it. And
you know what I was thinking about?
What? You got to say it on the mic or?
I do got to say it on the mic. And this is like a sex question before we wrap everything up, too. This is a sex question for you.
For me?
Yeah, for you. Because you don't have a penis. What determines, like, you to nut in somebody?
Consent.
I know that.